Ledger Wallet adds in-app fiat to stablecoin. Swaps via Noah Ledger has added cash to stablecoin conversion directly inside Ledger Wallet, letting users turn USD or EUR into USDT or USDC without opening a separate exchange. The feature is powered by Noah and is live now, confirmed in an August 22 post from the company's official account. The pitch is simple. Get fiat into a stablecoin in a couple of taps, inside the same app that already holds the keys. No exchange detour, and no logging in somewhere else to move money around. Fiat conversion moves inside the wallet. Until now, a Ledger user who wanted USDC or USDT typically bought it on a centralized exchange, then withdrew it to their Ledger address. That is two accounts, two sets of fees, and a withdrawal wait. The new flow collapses that into one step. USD or EUR converts to USDT or USDC without the balance ever leaving Ledger's self-custody setup. Noah supplies the conversion rails behind the scenes. Ledger has framed this as a funding convenience rather than a new asset or a change to how the wallet secures keys, a shorter path to card funding. The change matters most for people who spend from their crypto. Ledger runs the CL card. It's Crypto Life debit product, which draws on balances the user controls. Funding that card previously meant sourcing stablecoins elsewhere first. With in-app conversion, someone can move from bank cash to a spendable stablecoin balance without the exchange middle step, then load the Ledger CL card from the same place they hold their keys. That is the practical read for cardholders. Fewer hops between a paycheck and a swipe. The disclosed convenience is not the whole cost, though. Fiat to stablecoin conversion carries a spread, and the exact rate Noah applies will decide how competitive this is against simply buying USDC on an exchange. Ledger's post did not publish a fee schedule, so users should check the quoted rate at the moment of conversion before treating it as the cheapest route. Self-custody stays the selling point. The reason this lands differently for Ledger than for a custodial app is control. Ledger's whole position is that the user holds the private keys, so a converted stablecoin sits in a wallet the company cannot freeze or seize. That avoids the counterparty risk that comes with parking funds on an exchange, where a solvency event can lock balances. The FTX and Wirecard cases are the standing reminders of what that risk looks like. Ledger has been layering wallet features quickly. This lands days after the company shipped real-time threat detection for Ethereum transactions. And it fits a pattern of turning the hardware wallet into a fuller money app rather than a cold storage device alone. The open question is regional coverage. Ledger did not name which currencies beyond USD and EUR are supported or which countries can access the Noah rails at launch. Anyone relying on this for card funding should confirm availability in their own market before assuming it is switched on.